This is The New Three's Company, a Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Verity and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Poe Dameron, Finn Rey, with additional tags for age difference, threesome, humor, friends to lovers, post-movie. Summary. Poe's young lovers are trying to kill him. Did you know you have a gray hair? Finn says at breakfast one morning, as if it's a sudden revelation. He shoves a fork full of meat-flavored protein into his mouth. It's shiny, Poe says.
So I've been told.
By the mirror. Daily. For the last 10 years. But it's fine. Finn frowns.
Was that rude?
I wouldn't ask the general about hers, Poe says.
But no, it's fine. Hassle the old guy if you want.
You're not old, Finn says, as his brow smooths, leaving no wrinkle behind. Rey refills her mug from the calf container.
I am very old, she says seriously.
Most of the time, Poe gets to see Rey and Finn as his colleagues. Rey is the most naturally gifted pilot he's met and a stellar mechanic. Finn is a prodigious gunner and produces acceptable mashed root vegetable when it's his turn on KP duty. The root vegetables are a dour blue-gray in color with frustratingly dense flesh, but they turn a rich mauve when cooked and creamy when mashed. Someone keeps scheduling Poe and Finn together, so they spend 2 afternoons a week up to their elbows in peels and veg, talking about whatever comes to mind.
All of your clothes have seams, Finn says, scratching at his nicely muscled shoulder and almost scraping his ear with the peeler.
Ugh, they itch.
Did Hux grow his ears in a vat?
Poe says,
which sets Finn off again.
Rey is skeptical of regular bathing and has questionable food preparation skills, so she's most often given other tasks. Once, Poe found her engrossed in patching leaky pipes in their hydroponics facility. Don't bother me now, she says. This is important. Her tattered wrap was drenched with water, and she had a multi-tool tucked into the back pocket of her pants where the hem of her shirt was rucked up. Poe went back to his room in the barracks and took a long, guilty, and very cold shower. Then there are the moments when Rey asks,
"What is spin the bottle exactly?"
And Pava explains with a gleam in her eye, where Finn says,
"I've never done laundry."
When Rey makes a face while the general is discussing the importance of regular preventative medical care. They're hardly children, but they make Poe feel old. Maybe his mom's felt like this during the more educational parts of his life, which Poe now understands to be all of them. "Maybe I don't need Skywalker to teach me," Rey says, up to the elbows in the innards of one of the Falcon's anti-concussion field generators. Behind her, Chewbacca rolls his eyes, letting out a low rumble. He ducks the servo driver Rey throws at his head. Luke Skywalker himself appears on base intermittently, borrows Rey for a few days, then disappears again.
"Just like all the men in my life,"
General Organa says to Poe, after one particularly abrupt departure. No offense, Dameron.
None taken, General,
Poe says. Good boy, she says, clapping him on the shoulder. Poe heads back to his quarters to find Rey and Finn waiting for him, lounging on the floor in front of his room and engrossed in the game of Triga.
"Who invited you?"
he says lightly, as he presses his thumb to the lock and waits for the door to slide open.
"Come on, get in here."
They sprawl on Poe's bunk while he shucks off his boots and hangs his jacket on the back of the door. Poe spent most of his life as the guy who'll stand you a drink at the bar, let you cry on his shoulder, and look you in the eye the next day. But he's never had anyone abandon their lifelong post for an evil empire to rescue him from certain death before. Or adopt him on the strength of their best friend's admiration. Finn is amiable, Rey is prickly, both of them fiercely loyal. Somehow, both of them chose him as an object of that loyalty. Then stole the only place to sit in his room and put a board game on the narrow aisle of free space between them. Poe says, "Maybe I should get another bunk in here." "Only one?" Finn says, as Rey sticks her tongue out at Poe. Poe can feel it right now coming in. Another gray hair. The current state of affairs lasts for several months between Skywalker's return, through several missions, and approximately 200 kilograms of rooted vegetables. Then Poe walks into Finn's room, finds him and Rey doing something acrobatic on the floor, and starts to back out again. "No, come back," Rey says. "We need your help. Finn keeps going easy on me." Poe raises his eyebrow. "Shouldn't you be in the gym if you're training? Somewhere with padding?" "We got kicked out," Finn says calmly, as he rolls Rey off him. "Rey broke too many things." "It's not my fault I'm strong," she says, scratching her belly. "In the Force." Finn has definitely been going easy on her, because it takes Poe about 3 seconds to get Rey on her back, her hands over her head. She manages to get her feet up under him and flip him off her, right into the side table, which gives a sad crunch. Something falls onto the floor with a clatter, and then a brief wobble while it settles on the floor. Poe pulls himself up on an elbow just in time to get tackled by Finn. "What is wrong with you?" he gets out, before Finn starts tickling him, shoving his fingers up the sides of Poe's shirt and getting his ribs. Rey giggles, eyes half-moons, right until Poe gets a hand out from under himself and goes for her knee. She shrieks. Finn lets go of Poe, looking concerned, a split-second mistake, long enough for Poe to go for his side. Somewhere in there, they end up rolling back on top of Rey, laughing, and come to rest in a sprawling pile. Rey's hair is tickling Poe's nose, and Finn's elbow is digging into his kidneys. 5 years ago, Poe could have gone to sleep right here, perfectly contented. Now he savors the moment as long as he can, before his lower back starts to cramp up. Finn lifts off for a moment, so Poe can turn over, and then Poe's wedged beneath both of them, Rey's head tucked under his chin, and Finn's arms slung over his chest. Rey yawns.
This is nice. We should do this all the time.
Maybe in a bed, Poe says, before he can think about it.
Naked?
Finn adds. I think we can start with clothes first, says Rey. As it turns out, Poe is not too old for half-clothed wrestling, Finn massaging the cramp out of his thigh afterward, braiding Rey's hair while they watch old hollows on one of the tables in the rec room, convincing both of them to leave the cookie baking to someone else on KP duty, and yes, the making out where Finn touches Poe's dick through Poe's synth silk lounge pants and Rey puts Poe's hands up her shirt. That part is a lot like Flight Academy. The sex swing, though.
"Where did you even find that?"
Poe asks, as Rey runs her sensor over the ceiling in her room, looking for the studs and the best parts to install attachment points.
She's sitting piggyback on Finn's shoulders.
I built it, Ray says absently. I know how this works with three people.
Finn shoots Poe a look from between Ray's thighs. You do?
I've seen Hollows, she says. Haven't you?
Much later, Poe says. I'm glad you like my gray hair.
Ray squeezes Poe's hip and rubs her nose against his shoulders.
Finn says, Yeah, we do.
The end.